Good evening. Brandy, thank you for that reading. 1 John 5, 11 to 12. Eternal life is in Christ, and he that has Christ has life, and he that does not have Christ does not have life. I did a lot of thought about it. I really want to kind of stick with me a little bit, and I hope we all can learn from it. But first of all, I want to say thanks to Kyle. I know he did get me and John about what to say. Here he is, baby. It could work. But I really didn't think he's going to get me and John to go first. He did, because he caught me by surprise, and I'm always agreeable, right? So that was really agreeable last story today, but I got a little bit of nerves now, so, but it'll be all right. But, of course, Brother Dennis, he's always got a lot of good ideas about what to speak on. And I know he's nicking you, same thing he asked me, if he'd speak on the women. You know, and I know he says that the women are all out of control. And they need to be put in their place. But all he's put Dennis, Terry's a good cook. He does all the housework. He takes care of the office. I'm not going to jeopardize that. So, you can be in trouble. Anyway, I chose to speak on something that is pretty simple. That's life. And life's not complicated, but we complicate life sometimes. And I got a birthday coming up. Now, I don't like birthdays. They want to remind you, and if they did remind you of your age. And being from a large family, I'll get all these texts, you know, about my birthday, and I'll have those and want to know how old I am, and I don't want to think about it. I don't want to talk about it. Because I'm getting older. I'm getting older. And it reminds me of how fast life goes. And so I think a lot about life. Even more today than I ever did. I think about life. Because it passes by way too fast. Now I got to draw a picture for me to get to explain things, and I know all kinds. I'll draw pictures for Brock. And Denny knows, he's heard Brock talk about it. He don't like that. I try to explain something, and he don't understand. So I can draw a picture, and of course he won't pay no attention to it. But I think about for myself. I draw myself a picture here. My thoughts on life and the cycle. You see, I have life in a circle, and I got here where it started and where it will end, and I'm about right here. See, man will be 64 years old. 50 was a halfway mark if I make it to 100, but I don't think I will, and it's okay, I don't need to. But they say the average lifespan is 7 years old, and I think, wow. You don't gain them on that path. So life is something that, and especially for the young people. Now, I hope you get more out of this than maybe anybody. Because I was young once too. And I often think back, because I can remember all the way back whenever I was in the first grade. I remember my teacher's name, Ms. Solomon, and probably all the teachers up to high school. Seems like yesterday. Wasn't it long ago? I think about as I was a kid growing up, and Melissa, as one of the siblings there, there was 11 of us, and we had a great life, a wonderful life, enjoyable life. And I think, yeah, you know, if I had to do everything, I may change some things, maybe. But there's a lot of things in life that we as we go through life, we learn. There's a lot of learning curve. But one thing I still have a bad habit of taking life for granted. I take life for granted so many times. And I'm made aware often that we can't take life for granted. I just mentioned in our announcement a gentleman right up the road here, a guy I grew up with. I think a year older than me, he passed away. See, so often we think about, and I know I do, tomorrow. I make plans for tomorrow all the time. But we have no certainty of a tomorrow. And so, as I thought about life and the beginning of life, because everything has a beginning and it has an end. And there's an end to the life that we live here. I think sometimes we don't think about that and we don't take it serious. But the older you get, especially you young folks, the older you get, I think the more you take it serious. You know, Mom and Dad used to say, and I've heard a lot of older people say, the older you get, the faster it goes. And I thought, oh, that wasn't even one end or the other, right? Yeah. I can see that happening. That clock here don't seem to be running any faster. I know the one back there don't work. That's kind of what I like right there. One don't work. Because it don't seem to, it don't go any, but I don't know if we're trying to get. And we need to make the best of the time we have here in this life. And I can think back of all the time that I've let probably go by that I probably would like to change. Because things in life that maybe I didn't put first. Maybe I didn't put God first in a lot of my life. And I'm really, grateful to those who have grown up in a Christian family, because they usually will start at an early age as a Christian. And that wasn't for me as I grew up, and maybe it was for some of the other in my family as Dad and Mom. Later in life, got in church, and I remember those days, and becoming a Christian, but we never know life and what all life holds for us. But I think we need to try to get a grip. I know myself, a good grip on life. And that's what I want to talk about for the next few minutes. I don't want to get into John's time, so I think he probably has. I figured if I could just get 5 or 10 minutes in, John would have about 30. That'd be equal about there about right. But anyway, I want to talk about this cycle, this circle. And I think the thing about the cycle of life, I'm real privileged to work outdoors in my work. And so I see, I'm around nature all the time. And boy, you can see around nature that cycle of life. From our spring, all the seasons, you see life. And you can understand life. And that helped me a lot. We talk about a beginning. We talked about, of course, I had our grandbaby with us here this morning, and had him yesterday, and last night, and biggest part of today. And life's precious. And Kyle right there can agree with me with Lydia. Not Lydia. Asia. She wasn't looking. She's in here. Asia. And Kyle's here. Baby, newborn. Life is precious. And And they say there's about 350 to 400,000 born every day. So life begins every day. Every hour, every minute. The life ends. They say about 150,000 die every day. And so, in this cycle of life, I think about a beginning. I think about Genesis 2 and verse 7 there. For our Lord God, from the dust of the earth, the ground, and he made man. And he breathed the breath of life into the nostrils. And life began. I think about that. And so we're special, you see. What God made us. So that makes life precious. And it makes life very, very special. We belong to God. God made us. And so, as we go through this life, my thought is that as we go through this life, we'll hit it to an end. We'll run in a race, a Christian race. So and I don't know how the best way to put this, but we need to get ourselves ready. Anytime we run a race, we run it to finish it. We run it to win it, don't we? And so, in this circle of life, we know there's going to be an end. And so, I know Brennan read John 5, verses 11 through 12, and I'm going to read that again. Listen to what the writer says. And this is the testimony that God has given of eternal life. Now, I'm on a little scripture here. Let me back up and read another scripture to you. And that scripture is James 4 and 14. I've got to hit myself here. Now, we talk about an end. Now listen to what the writer says here in James 14. He says, whereas you do not know what happen tomorrow. Now, this is going to go. I'm bad about taking tomorrow for granted. You know? But he says, there's no promise of a tomorrow. He says, well, what is your life? You have to think about it. You've heard this scripture here, I know, many times. Well, what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a while and then vanishes away. I've heard that quoted many times, and I never paid a whole lot of mind to it. But you know, the older I get, the more clear that becomes. I know everybody in here probably knows what a vapor is. But you know, when I grew up, there was a lot of coffee made. The boy was on the stove. Really. A lot of times we had instant coffee. When we did, we just had a tea kettle, pot, hot water. And you can see that steam, that vapor. And that's how the writer explains life. You know what? I'm beginning to agree more and more all the time. How true that is. The older I get, the faster life goes. Now I wonder if you know where did the days go? They go by. They go by fast. But in this circle of life that has a beginning, a it has an end. That's what Brenda did for me. And I want to read it again. And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life. And this life is in His Son. Thank you. He who has the Son has life. And he who has not, who does not have the Son of God does not have life. As simple as that, isn't it? It's as simple as that. If we have Christ in our life, we have life. We have eternal life. And peace of mind. As a Christian, living a Christian life as best we can, we have a peace of mind of the eternal life. But we can get through each and every day. And as I held up that purple there a while ago, as I look and see the hair at start and end, there's something in between that's got to happen. We can't just, what a lot of people do, just live it from the beginning to the end. But if we're going to have the eternal life, we've got to begin the Christian life. We've got to begin that walk. You know, and when I thought about this another I looked at where I'm at on this here. I know that's where I started, the Christian life. Again, I'm thankful to God for those who start that Christian life at a real young age and have that opportunity to do that. I never. A lot of us don't. But somewhere in that circle, if we're going to have the eternal life, we have to begin the Christian life. And then I got a scripture here I want to read. And that is in Philippians. Philippians 2, verse 16. And it says there, that's talking about the Christian life, holding fast the word of life. That's God's word. Holding fast to God's word so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ that I've not run in vain or labored in vain. You see, when we start the Christian life, it's a race, isn't it? We're running. It's like running a race. And I'm telling you, I'm running that race to finish it. And I hope that you want to. I'm running that race because I said I'm up here somewhere. I'm there in the end. Sometimes there's those in here older than me. We're all. Our goal, I think our goal is all the same goal in it. To run that race to gain that eternal life. The Christian life. To gain the eternal life. So I think about that a lot. And I know John here is going to, I'm going to turn it over to him here in a minute. But I wanted to think about that circle of life, and I don't know if we have those that are here that's never started that race, that Christian life. There's no eternal life, you see. And if we dropped out of the race, we've got to get back in. Because I'm telling you from experience, life shows it goes by way too fast. I try to enjoy life, and I know God wants us. God wants us as Christians to enjoy life. And we can. But in a Christian life, the most enjoyable life that we ever can live. Because we have a hope of an eternal life. Think about that, and I hope that in your life that you will take it seriously and not let just days go by and take tomorrow for granted. You won't take life for granted. I hear those, and I more and more myself, and in my prayer, I thank God for life. It's a wonderful life. And I hope we all live that life to have that eternal life. Thanks, God.